This is Rain Hamcast number 55, posted November 27th, 2021, on the rainreport.com and on the YouTube Rain Report channel. See the link on the rainreport.com's main menu. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. By now, you may have checked out and maybe even spent time answering the 250 questions that comprise the Ham Census, waiting for you at hamcensus.com. The Maryland Ham behind this ambitious project is Jim Alianak, K3MRI. Borrowing from his brief QRZ bio, Jim was, among other things, the founding president of the Forum for the Analysis of Communications and Trends, the strategist behind the World Urban Campaign, an advisor to the World AIDS Campaign, and a founding board member of the World Prevention Alliance. Here's our second of two excerpts from his virtual talk, Shaping the Future of Ham Radio, prepared for and delivered to the August 2021 QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo.
I believe that there is a tug of war going on between various groups. First, there are those who consider ham radio a hobby. These operators are looking for a chance to communicate with kindred hams, both down the street and around the globe. They care about their installation, value the knowledge they've acquired, and appreciate the quality of the QSO above all else. This is the group that tends to be attracted to public service, including MCOM. These same individuals tend to be club-oriented. These are the rag tours also. Secondly, you have those who are focused on performance above all. They're contesting every chance they get and don't really appreciate those who would dare rag to during the contest period. Their stations are pumped up and their antenna farms are impressive. Then, third, you have those who are desperately trying to push amateur radio into new ground. These include the satellite and digital operators and all other experimenters. Of course, there are many subgroups and people belong to various groups, but they mostly identify with one over the other. And the problem is that these groups don't coexist as well as they should. Each seems to think that they own the spectrum and the wisdom to grow the hobby. These groups have to stop bickering and accept that the practice of amateur radio is big enough for all of us, and that in fact we will only grow if we feed each other's ambition. Let rag tours yap, let contesters contest, and let experimenters experiment. In other words, let each group feel that they have a purpose and encourage them to attain their own goals. Let me conclude with a way forward. The reason our military is so strong is because every trade works for the better performance of the other. A pilot is worthless without his or her mechanic, and the mechanic has no purpose other than to keep his or her pilot safe and effective. There is not one way to grow amateur radio. There are many. And all, not just one, should be pursued as a team effort. This is K3MRI QRT.
I'm Wayne Cape, 6WZ, the moderator for Jim's presentation. Bob Grubix.
Very good presentation, Jim. I stumbled across it by accident and was pleasantly surprised. I heard it from the beginning, but I would like to know, what's your background? Do you work in statistics? Are you just motivated by this type of data that you're seeking?
So my background is military career. And then when I retired, I was hired by a company called Risk Sciences International, which specializes actually in data analysis. And so I was fortunate enough to have the true experts from RSI to give me guidance to help me shape something useful.
Bob again.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Jim, other than putting your presentation here in this virtual Ham Expo, how are you getting the word out, or have you just begun?
Well, we've just begun. It's not been easy, so I've been trying to get word of mouth out. A few forums have picked it up. I advertised a little bit out of my pocket, hence my wife going, "What the heck are you doing?" on the ARRL newsletter. And I am really hoping that I'll be able to get some traction and get some people to chip in by at least just getting the word out. This is a 100% nonprofit exercise. Not a bit of advertising, not a bit of revenue. It's just there. All the data is for everyone who fills it out. So anyone who can spread the word, thank you.
In Zero SSC.
Hi there. Sorry for the noise. I'm walking the dog. I tuned in and it was interesting. If you know me, you know I'm youth on the air. One of the things that is super critical to our kind of mission is understanding the demographic of ham radio and the age. There wasn't like, how old are you? And I assume that's because of privacy.
I thought I had put a question about age. If I haven't, then that's one hell of a miss. But I think there is a question about age. If I didn't, that might have been because of privacy concerns. Having said this, there are questions in there about youth, and I'd love to put more. The census is a living thing. I'm not intent on keeping it stagnant. So I'm hoping that people will contribute questions. Now, again, the logic is, well, reduce your questions. And my logic is no. I would rather get committed people who fill it out. And by the way, I'm up to about 72% of people who register actually complete it. So despite all the grumbling, there does seem to be a very high completion rate. So if there are any questions that I have missed, whether it be specific questions or broadly, then please bring it on.
The real question I want to ask is we've heard this for years, like before I was a ham. This has been a thing when Wayne Green was writing in 73 magazine. This has been a thing in the 50s when single sideband was going to ruin ham radio. So I was always wondering if this like lump of the older hams age like 40 to 50 to 60 to 70, where it dies off, it lowers off at like the lower range of like the teens, 20s and 30s. If that's always been stable, is ham radio really got a problem? Is just an older person's hobby, or is this like kind of moved over to the right over the years? And so us youngsters really need to pull up our bootstraps and really get ham radio gear, or else, you know, when I retire, I won't have a hobby to return to. These surveys are really helping to answer that question.
Yeah, this work is important, and I agree. I was a little bit surprised that we haven't heard about this thing before. Vince, V6LK, go ahead.
Jim, thanks very much for your presentation. It provided interesting context to the census that I filled in, I guess, since it first came out. I spotted you on Reddit. Fascinating questions and a worthwhile endeavor for certain. You're starting up a ham community forum. What is the overall purpose of the forum, please?
Yeah, Ham Community is a different project and is actually the mother project of three or four different projects that are underneath, including Ham Census. So we've got two other projects, again, public service projects in the works with my little group, and you'll be hearing about those hopefully in the next 6 to 12 months. And Ham Community is the umbrella. I needed a place where all these projects could feed into for discussion. You'll notice that there's no advertising on Ham Community either. It's just an open space for very polite discussion. I'm a one-strike guy. You're done. So we needed a place where we could just have a good discussion about these various projects. It's still in its infancy. No traction yet. And no pretense that there is traction, but hopefully not just this project, Ham Census, but the next project that we're working on very aggressively, which is a very useful project, I would say much more so than Ham Census. It is an operational level project. If that one gets off the ground the way we hope, then that again will feed into Ham Community, and Ham Community will just become the tool that we discuss.
You're in the middle of our second and final excerpt from a presentation that Jim Alianak, K3MRI, prepared for and delivered to the August 2021 QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo. It's called Shaping the Future of Ham Radio. We'll conclude the Q&A session that followed this talk in a moment. This is Rain Hamcast number 55. For November 27th, 2021. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're plugged into the Rain Hamcast, coming to you from therainreport.com, and now on the Rain Report page on YouTube.
Follow-up question from Vince.
Jim, is there any way to slice and dice the data to get to a subset of people who selected a particular interest, to understand their demographics or the ways they answered other questions? My particular interest is in disaster communications. I'd love to know, for example, what the cross-section of people give as answers within that group of people. Is there a way for me to do that? You've given us access to that data.
Two things. First of all, after this, course, email me because we have a project in disaster comms that may interest you. And
perfect.
Being a fellow Canadian, by the way, I would love to have you on board, at least to discuss with you what we're working on. As far as slice and dice, we could. We haven't yet. I've tried to be very careful not to seem like somebody who wanted to take this data and use it, because I didn't. I wanted it just to be raw data that was usable. I think I could probably do some segmenting that would be reasonable, like to say, all right, of all the people who have power over 100 watts, who has this? I mean, I could do some comparative analysis. I haven't done so yet. I don't think we have enough numbers yet within Ham Census. I think that if I could get it up to 5,000, 10,000, right now we're just under 1,000. So it's a very, very new thing. If I can get it to really bump, if suddenly I can get one country to go, oh, I like this, boom. I tried to reach out to the IARU and I kind of got a bit of a cold reception. We wanted to go international. I tried to reach out to the ARRL. I don't know if any of you here are officials within the ARRL. If you are, well, here I am. And I haven't had any traction with people to get me over the hill where I had enough numbers and enough of a cross-section of data that it would be logical to start segmenting. But yes, absolutely feasible.
Another question here from Rich, K0 Echo Bravo. Will the data be downloadable, Jim?
I never actually even thought of that. For now, the answer is no. If there was a scenario where it would be truly beneficial, then yes. But for now, no.
Bob again, NC6Q. Go ahead.
Jim, you mentioned the questionnaire is available in 26 countries. Do you have them translated? Do you rely on people to use Google Translate, or how do you deal with other languages?
So two things. First of all, so far everybody has answered in English only. One of the reasons I was reaching out to the national organizations was to give them the opportunity. I would install the translation software and have them translate it with more sensitivity to their local markets. That's a project. If Portugal came up to me tomorrow and said, look, we'd like to do this on a grander scale. The languages that come to mind definitely are the UN languages. Definitely Japan and Thailand, because they're the two biggest amateur radio markets after our own, after the US. So absolutely possible to do, absolutely not done so far. So the only people who have answered in English.
Question from Steve, AF7YD. Would you be available to make live Zoom overview for club meetings?
Absolutely. Send me an email at k3mri@hamcommunity.com. k3mri@hamcommunity.com. I'd like to add something based on my closing comment on the video. Since I made that video, I was trying to think if I was spot on with my own vision, and I think I was off. That idea of the three different groups and getting along, yeah, that's kind of important. But I think I have a different vision now. I think that my vision is between those who want a directed hobby and those who want a free-for-all hobby. I think that some people want us to have a direction. We say, for example, why don't we make an effort to have more youth? As opposed to, well, if youth want to come, they'll come. So which is it? Do we actually get together and do something together, as my slogan says, shaping the future of ham radio, or not? Now, if we do, then I have a second question. Who are the real influencers? And are the real influencers truly doing all that is necessary to take us in a given direction? Now, by a given direction, I don't mean just one. It can be parallel directions, as I mentioned in my comment in the video, that we can coexist. But are we doing enough at, well, not me, I'm not, but are the leaders, the thought leaders and the association leaders and the manufacturers really coming together? And I don't feel they are. There seems to be a lot of disparate effort being put in, but are we really coming together? You know, you have Army, Navy, Air Force, I'm sorry, that's my world. You have different branches, but don't we work better when we're all communicating at the top? Hence why we have a Joint Chiefs. So I have a feeling that that's what's missing in amateur radio, that there doesn't seem this council of wisdom that has been established. Glad to help push it in that direction. Again, I'm a Mr. Nobody. I'm a tiny little grain of salt. But I think that if we can get our leaderships, plural, to come together and to say, you know what, let's make it into a collective effort. That's how you fight a public health crisis. That's how you fight a war. That's how you fight anything. You come together. And I don't feel, and I'd love to hear if you think I'm wrong or if you agree, that we need that collective energy pointing us in a given direction, as opposed to 1,000 people complaining. Anytime we have an amateur radio meeting, what do we hear? Complaints. Not enough youth. Not this. Not that. Fine. What is the solution? The solution is a collective effort, I believe.
Jim, how did you and your team arrive at the questions you came up on?
It was a round robin. First, it was me. Then myself and my buddy Alan, W4DOI, and about four of us. From the four, we went to about a group of about eight. From a group of eight, we went to what I called a group of 15. So that was the third round. And then we opened it up to about 200 people. And out of the 200 people, we got about 125 edited Word documents back. So that was pretty cool. And at that point, I think I almost hit 350 questions. I was like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. So we finally managed to bring it back down to whatever it is that I have in there, 250-odd questions. The thinking was, are we missing anything in the amateur radio spectrum? Did we talk about EME? Are you a SAT operator? We wanted to know everything. I mean, as much as possible, we wanted to cover the various fields. And I think we kind of did. Now, what I'd like to do going forward, I think, is to do a couple of more specialized questionnaires. If I can get the numbers up on ham census and the people take it seriously, that the manufacturers listen, that the ARRL listens, because those messages, by the way, are the key component, I believe. I would be remiss if I didn't call out the manufacturers, the authorities that are on this call or any other call, not to go there and read, because there are some really good comments that I didn't get to that are very incisive. So my goal would be, once we get to the numbers, to be able to do some more specialized census gathering with specific groups. For example, let's say that we wanted to do something on youth. Why not? Let's do something on youth specifically. And I'll tailor a census that goes just to them. But if we've got a base of 5, 10, 15,000 respondents, we can cull the youth from within there and then bring more in. Basically, very interested in going down the specialized route as well. To answer your question, Bob, how did we come up with the questions? I think as exhaustively as possible, with as many people saying, that's a stupid question, and I got a lot of those, but we finally got it right. I think, I hope, we tried.
And that concludes our two excerpts from Shaping the Future of Ham Radio, a virtual presentation voiced by Jim Alionak, K3MRI, for the August 2021 QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo. You'll find the survey on hamcensus.com. RAIN Hamcast number 56 will post on December 11th, 2021. The RAIN Hamcast is copyright 1985, 2021, RAIN. All rights are reserved. RAIN programming is made available under a Creative Commons license. The downloading, sharing, posting, and transmission of this biweekly podcast via amateur radio in its entirety is encouraged. Your feedback and support for the RAIN Hamcast are welcome on therainreport.com. YouTube technical assistants, Tom Shimizu, N9JDI. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, from all of us at the Radio Amateur Information Network, Very 73, and keep on hamming.